Roland Martin. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Today, host Roland Martin talks to actor Laz Alonso about saving Howard University and other HBCUs. You know what? Yesterday, I was teasing about if I win the lottery, I move the show to afternoons, maybe evenings. I take it back. If I win the lottery, I'm going to buy Howard University.
Wow. Yeah. Wait a minute.
You're gonna buy it.
Wait.
Yeah, what about $400 million ought to get it, right?
Wait a minute. We're all set to work in the afternoon.
Couldn't you do both?
Man, you can't do
I don't want to spend your money, but could you do both?
You couldn't do an afternoon show from Howard University.
Come on, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
He can at least offer y'all a professor's job or something. That's right. Offer Jay the professor
and
of...
And white women.
Stupidity.
All right, then. Glad to be... Actually, Tom's still in L.A. I'm hanging out with Jay for the whole week, of course, for the image. It's all good. It's all good hanging out here. We're joined today by U.S. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey. He is advocating for year-round school. I'm sure the kiddos right now are very happy with him right now. Senator Booker, welcome to the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
It's great to be on. Good morning.
So this has always been a contentious issue, and the reality is in America we still have this agriculture sort of school year that it starts in the fall and it ends in May. That's really based upon crops.
No, you're absolutely right. We still are learning on an agrarian model, and you know we need to have different school models for kids with different needs, especially young people in low-income areas. There's something called a great loss during the summer that happens when kids leave. They lose considerable amount of the learning that they did during the months that they're out during the summer, and we can't compete anymore on an old agrarian model. If we're going to be leading the nation, leading the globe, if our kids are going to be the top in the world, we've got to start doing the kind of things that ensure that we excel. And so what I believe in this legislation we're pushing is let's do some pilot projects to really show that kids, especially in communities, low-income communities that often don't have enrichment programs or things that they their parents are sending them to in the summer, have the same opportunities to learn, to grow, to excel, and not lose out during the summer like so many of them are.
Now, I know that Corey, Steve Perry, his school has year-round. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
Corey and Roland, Sybil's mom was a school teacher. And you had an interesting perspective about how much learning one kid can. Your mother said there's but so much a kid can learn, and then it just cuts off.
And then there's a level in which the kids just gotta just have so much absorption, and then it just stops. There is a period of time in which you recognize that the child has reached their level of capacity of taking in all of this stuff, and then you have to give them a break.
Yeah, I'm not saying that we're going to chain our kids to the desk and work them all 52 weeks of the year and not give them any
kind of
break.
Dang, I was looking forward to that.
But I know from Newark, a lot of our top performing schools are the ones that have longer school days, have a longer school year, shorter summer, and those kids are excelling. And kids that don't, that are leaving for 2+ months in the summer. All the data shows, if you look at it, that those kids are losing a considerable amount of their education, their learning, and come back now really at a disadvantage compared to other children. And so what I want to do is give every one of our kids the opportunity to excel at the highest of levels. And sometimes in order to be better, you've got to work harder.
Senator, I got to ask you, in your bill, so where do the breaks come in? Because I know Steve Perry at Capital Prep in Hartford, they actually have year-round school and they have different breaks. So would it be periodic 1 or 2 week breaks? How does your bill break that down?
Yeah, well, first of all, we want to give localities the flexibility to institute a year-round program that works for them. But you and I both know when it comes to winter, having a winter break, it's a good thing. A week off is all right. But when you have children that leave for that long of a period, 2+ months, that's problematic. So the bill really gives the flexibility to localities to go all year round. And in the summer, fine, have a 1 to 2 or 2 week break.
But to have 10 weeks really does a disadvantage to so many of our children who are going to have to be able to compete, especially in science and math. And we have schools in Newark that have Saturday mandatory math programs because we know that we need that extra work in order to lead and not lag.
And will there be some help given to parents who may have some difficulty in terms of childcare during those weeks off?
Yeah, I mean that's another challenge. It's always a challenge during the summer, and so the bill doesn't make for that. But dear God, I'm a big believer. You know, I'll be supporting universal pre-K. We've got to get to the point where we're willing to really prioritize our kids' education in this country more than we're doing now. And it's one of the best investments we can make in our economy is to invest in the skills, the genius, and in the long-term productivity of our kids through educational means. We can't soft-step this anymore. We've got to raise our educational standards, support our families in the educational excellence of our kids.
All right. U.S. Senator Cory Booker, New Jersey. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot. We'll have you back on.
I look forward to it. Thank you guys for continuing to inform, enlighten, inspire, and uplift.
Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by TV One.